CES Mobile. W Mobile. Where are you?
Yeah, just hit the interstate southbound.
I have not long been on the interstate myself.
Can't see the sunshine for the first time this month.
It's been a while.
It goes away on Wednesday, doesn't it?
It's supposed to rain the next 2 days, but yeah, it's surprising to see that blue stuff out here.
Nobody, but they're talking that there might be some white stuff around the 19th.
Milk and bread and eggs.
Like cinnamon and sugar.
Not to see a good one.
It might not be a popular opinion, but I would love a good foot of snow.
Good foot or so or snow, and then never see any of the rest of the winter. But, you know, it never works out for me.
As a kid, you know, it'd snow and stick around for a month or two.
In the real shady places, there's a little dirty patch of snow that got piled up in a parking lot or something, but... Yeah, I'm trying to remember back. I can't remember if it was the 80s or 90s where we had the really good snow. And I remember being out of school for like a week, and it was the greatest thing ever. My dad probably didn't think it was good because he had to go back and forth to work every day, but I still went my one good one at least, and then I'm okay after that.
I want to say it's around 86 or thereabouts. Interstate was even shut down. But, you know, the last few snows that we've had up here, it's turned to ice and, you know, rutted ice all through the shady spots. Blech.
To get Mama's Jeep in four-wheel drive.
I used to flip the switch, right?
You do that rather than being in the mud.
Bunch of crazies on the way to Hampton, catch that 460.
Hurry to you. We'll be around for a little while longer if it calms down a little bit. KO4CEM.
M3, I got at least another 40 minutes anyway.
Through this week, I'm dreading it. Going to this winter camp out.
All about work related.
Thing about work is just, you know, as you get closer to that final day, people, their heart just ain't in it anymore, and it's hard to kind of keep them focused and motivated.
When you're down to just the skeleton crew, right?
We wouldn't run what you would consider like a skeleton crew. I mean, you'll have your normal people, you know, coming in, so you got to have every job staff. But, I mean, just that day, I swear, it'll probably be a great, smooth day, but everybody's chomping at the bit, wanting to know when the line's going to stop or, you know, what time we're getting off, because we won't run a full day of production that day. Because we got to do so much to get ready for the shutdown. And they'll just be so ready to go. It'll be hard to keep them there.
And they need a little bit of snow to start falling, and then it will bail on you.
So we got to wait on the tractor trailer to start sliding. Once that happens, then they'll start considering shutting down.
We had a fire over at the Benoit yard. You guys didn't lose any stuff over there, did you?
I mean, I guess it is a possibility, but for the most part, anything we keep on hand is in the warehouses, and those are moved by yard dogs, and everything else is either kept at suppliers. So, I mean, they keep a lot in trucks, you know, in inventory as well. Not a lot, but enough where they got to keep a track of it. But like I said, usually that's not Benoit moving that. That's usually the yard dogs.
5 days this week, 4 days next week, and 3 days the week after. Then it'll be the new year.
I'll do 5 this week. I'll probably take off early Friday because I got to get home, finish packing, and get the boys moving so we can head on out of town. And next week, I'm going to work Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday herding cats.
But going up to North Carolina to camp?
Down in Columbia, I mean, it's really neat from what I understand. Like, so they put similar merit badges together so the boys will learn, you know, a lot of things in that period of time. So it's not just one thing. Like, my son's got some really cool stuff. Like, he picked radio or communication. It's one of the two. And the other one was electronics. So that's something he'll do, I think, in one day, or he'll do it at one period, you know, each half of the day or something like that. I can't remember, but it's really neat. So since those two kind of go hand in hand, he'll learn them both at the same time.
Well, at least he's learning something, right?
Yeah, and if he gets a radio, if he starts working on his radio merit badge, one of his requirements that he can have checked off is to make a QSO on a radio.
We'll find somebody to do that with. KN4 TFW.
Question. I really need to get my merit badge counselor. You know, you just got to take an online class and then fill out the form. And I guess, you know, you show where you've got some ability to do that. And then I can check people off for stuff like that.
You bet. And you can take your HT and you can probably from down there make it back into this repeater.
QSO will be that hard.
Easy, easy.
He is doing shooting all week. So he'll get his rifle shooting merit badge and his shotgun merit badge. I think he's looking forward to the shotgun because he doesn't have that one. He actually already has the rifle, but, you know, he'll still enjoy that one.
They're taking dove hunting, KN4 TFW.
Fun, but he probably wouldn't eat them. And I'm just one of those. If you're not going to eat it, then there's really no point in shooting it, if you ask me. But my personal thing, KO4 is the end.
Very easy to clean.
Just have a friend that he worked with at Michelin, and he would go dove hunting with us whenever I was growing up. And he would make some kind of pie, like a dove pie. I don't know if it's like a chicken pot pie or what, but it's some kind of pie that he used the dove breast meat with. Get me. Yeah, we've attempted to rip the breast out.
If you just turn them over, that thing rips right out. Hey, I gotta go. Mama's calling. KN4 TFW.
M3KO4 CEF, standing by.